Hello.
Hello, we are back. We are in session two, Das. I've been pumped for this.
It's good. Team, massively appreciate, before we kick off, Steve, I just want to say a huge shout out. Last week, when we delivered Triple M, as it's now become affectionately known, Steve, I love that. We put a poll up at the end of last week's session on what you guys wanted to learn more of this week. And the amount of people that came through and actually answered that poll, Steve, is number one, awesome because it helps us create more useful content for this week. But number two, it helps us understand what's going on for you guys in your own businesses and how we can add the most value to you on these weekly calls. So we just want to put a massive thanks out for that because, Steve, the
Keep
truth of the
coming.
matter is, yeah, truth of the matter is people could. You could just sit there and just not answer it, not answer the poll, and someone else will do it. But like the amount of people, I think it was like 86% of people answered the poll. And then around about another 20 people filled out the survey after the webinar with more specificity around the challenges they had happening in their business. So just want to say massive thanks before we even kick off today. That was great.
Super handy. Really appreciate it. Yeah, and we're going to keep tailoring this so that it's real relevant to what you're going through in the now. And I think with that, we're going to have a lot of fun and then also get some huge results. So let us know, where are you tuning in from? But also,
Yes.
are you a boardroomer or are you a promoter?
Put us up, put it up, put your chat to everyone and let us know. Are you by yourself or are you in a boardroom? Are you lonely or do you have friends?
Love that. Hope you're doing well. Das, let's dive in. We've got a big
Let's
episode today. We're going to be
rip right
talking, obviously, straight into top of funnel. Filling your pipeline, whole session specifically on that. So I think it's going to be valuable. A lot of you said that top of funnel is the focus at the moment. So keen to help you with all of that.
Yep,
If you
beautiful.
are a first timer, we do this every Monday, 8 o'clock Brisbane time. And for 30 minutes, we want to have a really potent, short, sharp Monday motivation meeting that'll give you the answers that you need. To a particular challenge that you're facing in the business. We want to share mindset stuff, a bit of psychology. We want to share models that you can apply that are evergreen. We want to give you some time-saving hacks, and we want to give you questions that you can just throw straight into your sales game,
Yeah.
straight into your conversations this week. Sometimes there'll be reflective questions, things that you can ponder on during the week that you might want to ask of yourself, or there'll be direct questions you can ask to your market. So today we're going direct to the market. So stay tuned for that at the end. Das, shall we kick
Beautiful.
in?
We shall rip up.
Over to you for mindset, mate.
Excellent. So, team, we've been having a number of conversations with sales leaders and sales teams lately around the big goals that they have that they want to achieve. And we go on to have conversations where we explore what's the big goal you want to achieve? What are the rocks that sit underneath that that need to be achieved in order for the goal to come true? And then what's standing in the way of those rocks being achieved, right? So Steve, we might have a big goal of, we want to have a $2 million month, a project 2M, people might call it a $2 million month. In order to achieve that, the rocks in the way are something along the lines of we need to start doing a whole lot more. We need to build our funnel. We need to finish off we need to build our CRM into our sales organization. And then a third nut, we need to do something else. So it's three big rocks, whatever it may be. And then when you, it's this funny thing that happens, Steve, when you typically ask people, so what is standing in the way of those big rocks occurring? 99 times out of 100, this gets really fascinating, team. 99 times out of 100, the answer comes back to something to do with people. So, for example, if we need to start growing more of our funnel, the answer to that is we need more people interested in our thing. If we need to build in the CRM, a new CRM into our sales organization, the first thing that we need to do is we need to go connect with the people that can make that happen for us. So we need to go give Salesforce a call or give HubSpot a call or whatever. It always comes back to people. Now, that isn't necessarily too surprising if the penny has dropped for you in business where you've realized that business overall, more than anything else, is a people game. Please make that the first note that you pretend to take today to make sure that you're impressing your boss if you're pretending to take notes, is this. At the core of business is a people game. Without people, business doesn't exist. It can't. Everything you see around you, every product that you see, every pen, every glass of water, every microphone, every computer, every whatever it may be, every bag, every book, no matter what it is, behind it sits a person or a group of people that created it, and they created it for other people. At the core of business is people, okay? You guys mentioned last week that one of the most important things to you to learn was top of funnel strategies. And here's the mindset that I want you to go into realizing. We love so much that you brought up top of funnel as a problem that you want solved in your business, because behind that sits people and behind that sits the truth. And if you realize that the only thing stopping you from going to that next level of business growth is more people coming towards your business, then everything's okay. I was having a conversation with a really good friend last week, and I was helping him out with his business a little bit. And he's sort of wanting to grow like a psychotherapy practice. And he was coming up with all of these problems and these big rocks that were standing in the middle of his business in order to make it grow to the next level. And I said to him, how well would you sleep at night if you knew that you always had a predictable way of bringing more people to the top of your funnel? And he goes, well, if I had that, then I'd sleep at night like a baby every single night because I'd never have any problems in my business again. Now, he's new to business, so he hasn't realized there's a lot of problems that come along the business way. But that for him initially was like, if I had top of funnel taken care of, if I had more people coming to me, then I'd always find a way to be able to sell to them. And as long as I can sell to them, I'll always be able to make the money that will help me solve all the other problems in business. But it all came back to a top of the funnel problem. And so I want you guys to ask yourself, in order to set up for Monday Mindset this week, ask yourself this: how do we bring more people to the top of the funnel? How do we start to realize that that is the key that unlocks massive growth in our business moving forward? And if we could only focus on top of funnel for this week, and just, you don't have to do this, I'm not telling this to do the strategy in business, but if we could only focus on top of funnel and building top of funnel for this week, how would that change the way we made decisions? How would that change the behaviors that we make? How would it change the people that we connect with? And so today's Monday Mindset and today's Triple M is all based on strategy of how you can actually do that. But we really want to get you honed in on, hey, this isn't just a top of funnel conversation. This is, hey, if you crack this, incredible things can happen in your business that you would never have been able to achieve otherwise.
100%.
Yeah, go ahead, Steph. Go ahead.
Well, the thing with that as well, Das, is if you solve the top of funnel problem and you're consistently building awareness in the market, you're consistently getting people intrigued about what you do and interested. And then you also have a big part of the market that's an advocate for what you do, which is what we're going to get into a lot today. That's the key to unlocking being selective.
Yes.
The times that you feel like you're chasing money, and the times that you feel like you need to win any deal, not just the right deal, is normally because you have a top of funnel problem. And we know it internally, and this is the other mindset part of it. If you're currently chasing deals that you know aren't a good fit, but you're chasing them purely for money, I want you to know it's going to end in failure. By having a big top of funnel and lots of people coming in, that's what affords you the right to go, okay, that's a right fit. That's a right fit. That's not a right fit. That's not a right fit. And you won't have fear around that because there'll be consistency coming through. But it's a mindset shift that has to happen first. Reason being is if your top of funnel is low, you won't be selective. Therefore, you'll become needy. And I want you to know that you being needy is the thing that's actually holding you back from sales growth. You have to, like, it's a weird faith leap, Das, but when you start thinking about, I'm going to build top of funnel, I'm going to build awareness, you naturally go into a give mindset, not a take mindset. And that's a real big distinction. When you're needy, all you're thinking about is what can I take from the world? When you're thinking about planting seeds and you're thinking about, building a lot of awareness, you naturally go into a give mindset. Now, you don't have to be a rocket scientist, if you've been in sales for more than 10 minutes, which side do you think is more successful in sales, to be on the give side or to be on the take side? Yeah, Mina said commission breath. Yeah, it stinks. You can smell it a mile away. And so it's this mindset shift that has to happen first before we even get into the strategy. It's why we always do Monday mindset before we ever talk strategy. Is you have to get yourself this week, team, into a give mindset. You have to start playing the long game, not the short game. Because if you play the long game with a give mindset, I personally believe you can't lose. The only time you'll lose is because you quit doing it. And so if you start really diving into that, you become selective. Therefore, you get higher quality clients. Higher quality clients pay you more with less haggle and negotiation. They also come with higher profit margins, and they also come with more referrals. But being selective is actually more important than just trying to take everything. So don't hear top of funnel saying, I'm going to open up the floodgates and let everyone in. No, it's not that at all. I'm going to widen the floodgates, but I'm also going to have barriers. I'm going to have some some restrictions around who I let in. Think of it like a gate, right? There's this gate. You choose whether you open or close the gate, but you want to demand trying to push through the gate. That's the first part of the not being needy part
Yeah,
of it.
good. Love it. And you see, you said something interesting there, which is the only time it stops is when you quit. But the funny thing is that if you're in a give mentality and you're able to be selective and things are coming your way, quitting is the last thing you ever think about doing because you're somewhat on easy street. You know, things are only
100%.
growing from there. Yeah, it's good. Good.
Love it, Das. Any more on that?
No, we're good. Into the Monday model.
All right. So the model here, team, and this is where we get practical. I want you to take out your pad, notepad, and pen. And I just want you to write 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Just, dot points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. One strategy that I've always loved in business, it's something, I've personally focused on for the best part of 10 years now, is strategic partnerships. You realize that eventually you become ineffective because there's only so much of you and there's only so much in a day. But sometimes we get caught in that work hard mentality saying, okay, it's got to be me who brings in all the top of funnel. I need to go out and get all the new leads. I need to create all the awareness. Now that's part of it. But strategic partnerships is a way that you can duplicate yourself. The model I always had, I wrote about it in The Opposite Effect, is you want people having conversations about you in coffee shops. Because then you've all of a sudden duplicated yourself, right? You can be on this call right now, but have five of your strategic partners having five meetings right now talking about you. You're now in five places all at once. And we call it the power base. I realize that you don't need 100 strategic partners.
Just
Even.
define a strategic partner, Steve. I know we talk about this a lot, but for anyone who's new to strategic partnership and that term, let's just start from the fundamental. Go for it.
No, great question, mate. So strategic partnerships is essentially an alliance or a collaboration between two businesses or two groups or more where there's shared value. Now, that shared value can be in direct referrals. So you're referring business to them, they're referring business to you, and there's like a reciprocal relationship. That's a basic model of strategic partnership. I'll pass this on your way because you're really good at that. I'm really good at this, so you can pass that onto me. That's one way. The second way is, though, is knowledge sharing. And particularly in a dynamic economy like this, we're really lucky, Das, because we work in five countries and work in multiple different industries and regions. We're really lucky because we ask curious questions of our clients on how their world is, and then that gives us knowledge on what the market's doing. So don't even underestimate strategic partnerships could purely just be around knowledge. We work with a lot of people in the project space, and often they get stuck with this waiting for, waiting on game. And there's no information getting shared. There's no knowledge getting shared. You're in the dark. Strategic partners can be the type of people that even just give you knowledge. Hey, I just want to let you know they're actually having a meeting next Wednesday. Looks like this competitor's having a pretty good crack at it. Like that knowledge can be invaluable to your strategy. But the last one is network. People always have network, and when you start tapping into network, they multiply. So strategic partnerships could even just be access to a particular network of people. And so when you have all three in mind, not just referrals, don't go straight to referrals. That's what everyone does, but it could just be around knowledge sharing and it could be around network sharing. This is when you start to build alliances and you get stronger and better together. So that's what I define as a strategic partner.
Right. The classic example, I think, at the highest of levels. No, we're not expecting anyone to do this sort of strategic partnership at this level. One of the classic strategic partnerships that comes to mind, Steve, is Macca's and Monopoly. Right. Just the strategic partnership 101.
The
Macca's
life.
sells more chips. Monopoly grows its brand. Everyone's happy. And everyone walks away billionaires at the end of the day because of it. Where the only way we become billionaires is by literally playing the board game Monopoly, but that's for another
Exactly,
day.
right? But it really does create this 1 + 1 = 5 model. Partnerships is huge because it got, like you said at the start of the session, Das, it's a people game. And maybe the unfortunate truth, but I think it's just a reality. So much of business is who you know.
Yes.
And who knows you? So much of it is connections, network, who knows you? Who do you know? Because it is a people game. It kind of makes sense, right? But this is also a big part of strategic partnerships is you're multiplying your network. This is why we're big advocates on you developing personal brand on LinkedIn, team. It's network acquisition. Me and Das would have never really cracked into the US market the way we had, unless we were producing content, becoming known, reaching out to people that we knew in the US and creating relationships there. It all started on LinkedIn. So I know a lot of people go, oh, LinkedIn is a waste of time, you know. You're just thinking about it in such a narrow lens. All you're thinking about it in is like, how can I market my stuff so people buy from me? It's such a narrow, low-level part of where the value of LinkedIn actually is. So much of it is network acquisition,
Yep, good call.
right? So we found out that you actually don't need many to really create a pretty handsome business. Sometimes it's just one key relationship that can just open up all the doors. And even let me know, team, let me know in the chat. Have you ever had in your business journey just one key relationship that changed the game for you? Please share it because I want to encourage those that haven't experienced it yet to know that it's just one person away. You don't have to think about 100 people. Sometimes it's just the one person away that could change everything in your business. For me, it was a part-time sort of contract CFO about 8 years ago when I was getting started in consulting. That one relationship changed my life, literally. And so, who is yours? Who's that one person? But try and get five. If you're currently working on five key strategic partners that you could build a stronger relationship with this year, I guarantee it'll pay back. But here's the key, like we said, you got to go in with a give mentality, not a take mentality. Go to them with a business case, go to them with an idea, go to them with a vision that benefits them massively. And you'll notice that partnerships can happen really, really, really easily. The final step of the model is once you have your top five, so you just like start writing out names. For us, we're currently focusing on HubSpot partners. Yeah, Nicole's great. Like even internal staff can be that one person that changes everything. So realize it's not millions, it's just one. But you want to design an outbound strategy specifically for strategic partners. So you got your five names. We're focusing on HubSpot partners at the moment. So we got, you know, names of key HubSpot partners that we want to build relationship with, alliance with, give them a lot of value. And then you want to design an outbound strategy specifically for them. Think, start on LinkedIn. Connect with them, start conversation. Think lumpy mail. Put together a handwritten letter to them, sharing your idea with something that captures their attention. It could be a co-branded strategy session. We've worked with clients that have done really niche webinars, and then they've invited in industry experts
Yes.
to interview them, share their knowledge, and then all of a sudden that cross-pollination of brand, when you've got an industry expert, a really well-known person in the field, sharing their knowledge with you, well, they love it, right? Because they've all got egos. They like getting on the stage as well. But that rubs off. And so it can even be webinars, in-person events, strategy sessions, co-branded strategy sessions, whatever it may be.
Cameron said, Steve, staff in companies that champion you to their organization has been valuable, like internal champions as well. Great strategic
I
partners.
love that you said that, Cameron, as well, because that points to it's not always decision makers that you need to build as strategic partners. Sometimes strategic partners are not high-level decision makers in an organization. They're just purely champions. They fly your flag. They almost wear your logo. They can also be strategic partners, raving fans, advocates. Shout out, I'm sure you're thinking of a few Dallas. We've got a few advocates of our outbound game,
Oh
right? We
yeah, totally.
love helping those people because they're advocates of us, so we want to support them. And so we answer LinkedIn questions all the time about what they've got. Give it to them for free. Give them value for
Yes.
free
Yeah.
because we know that they're just flying our flag and being an advocate for what you do.
Good.
Team, I'm going to be really blunt here. How many people have got in the call today to ask?
70.
70. About seven of you will action this. But the people who do, I can't wait to see what you experience in the next 90 days. You got to give it 90 days. Don't expect the results straight away. You got to play a bit of a long game. But I guarantee if you really like take your Monday morning meeting straight after this and go, all right, guys, who are the five strategic partners we're going to really, really support for the next 90 days and give a lot of value to? I guarantee in 90 days, you're going to be in a whole different world and be like, whoa, it's not just on us to build top of funnel. We can build a network that helps us do it. Let's call it the 10% club, Duff.
Got it done. 10%. Actually, we got 70 on the call with boardrooms average it out to about probably about 100, 120. So
Yep.
at 10%, there'll be 10 to 12.
10 to 12 of you, they'd be like, I get this. I'm on. Let me know if you're part of the 10% club. Who are
Yeah,
the
good.
people that are going to commit?
Hey, Steve, I'll take this one, the Monday time saver. So, team, in order to fill top of funnel, as Steve was just mentioning, you are a there's an unfortunate thing about you, which is that you're a human being bound by time and space. There is only one of you that we know of. And so if you're the one who feels like you need to go out and create all of these relationships and create all of this top of funnel, and shake all these hands, then eventually you're going to tire yourself out because there's only so much that you can do. There's only so much. Okay. So if you think of a one-to-many approach, then ultimately you get to duplicate yourself in a way that has you being shared whilst you're here on this webinar right now. How cool would it be if you and your content and what you've got to say and the relationships you want to be creating are being shared around boardrooms right now whilst you're here on this call? That's the promised land, okay, as far as your actions at the top of the funnel are concerned. So one of the best ways to do this, team, or another way that you can do it, is have yourself speaking to more than one person at a time. So you can shake one hand at a time, great. But how cool would it be if you could get in front of rooms where you're speaking to 13 people at a time, 100 people at a time, 1,500 people at a time on a webinar that you're doing from your own home office, whatever it may be? The more we can do that, the more we're duplicating our time, okay? One of the best ways that we have seen this happen, or my two top ways, Steve, if you want to speak about any others after this, we're going to take the top two. The best one that we hear of is lunch and learns. So many of you in the project space will know this. Lunch and learns are a version of you offering up your time to go into a company and teaching them about something about to do with your product or your industry or anything that could actually help them grow. You usually take along a big plate of Subway. You've offered to buy the company lunch for the day. The people come in because they love it because they get free Subway, and you get to teach, 25 people right there and then about your product, whatever it may be. A great way to go about it. We love it because of three reasons. Number one, it duplicates the amount of people that you're speaking to at any one time. So you're not just shaking hands with one person, you're shaking hands with 13, 25 people, whatever it may be. That's a good win. Second thing is, you get to be able to add goodwill to the company where they will feel as though you've added far more value to them than they've ever given to you. And that goodwill results in referrals and purchases. Okay. That goodwill results in referrals and purchases. I was listening to Hormozy just last week, and we were talking about this just last week, Steve. I love this concept so much. He said, this is so cool. I'll say it slow if you want to write this down. He said, cost is what people pay. Value is what people get. Say that again. Cost is what people pay. Value is what people get. The difference between the two is called goodwill. So if what you've paid is X, but the value that you received is three times X, then that gap in the middle is called goodwill, and it works in your favor because goodwill results in referrals. So the more you add more value than people pay as a cost, the more referrals you'll receive. How cool is that, Steve? I love that. So cost is what you pay, value is what you get. The gap in the middle is goodwill, and goodwill equals referrals. So cool. I love it, right?
Love that.
Lunch and learns give you that ability because you really are putting in your own personal time to go the extra mile for these companies and do lunch and learns. Next one is webinar events. Steve mentioned it briefly before. Webinar events are so powerful, team, for you to be seen on stage with other experts in your area. So if you sell, let's just say you sell hats, right? There's a hat there for those that can't see. You sell hats. And there is a local, sorry, there's a well-known brander, like someone who does great branding for hats around the world. And you manage to bring them on to run a webinar with them. You do what's called, and please write this down as well, you get to do what's called borrowing their magic powers. If Steve is an absolute expert at project sales, and I get to be seen on stage with him now in the same camera, even though I have nothing to do with projects in this made-up world, and I'm bringing Steve on as my expert guest, and he's my guest for this month, the crowd comes because they love Steve. But now they start to put me on the same stage and on the same level as Steve because I'm the one interviewing the guy. I remember I used to be, I'm a massive, massive AFL football fan, as many of you know, 2 or 3 weeks to go until the start of the season. Go Swannies. The there's a man named Hamish McLaughlin is a well-known presenter on the football on TV, and he is pretty good at his job. And I remember always just watching him, just thinking, oh yeah, that's that guy. He's just a commentator, just another commentator like everyone else. And, see him on a TV show here and there, nothing special. And then when I was in Melbourne, around about must have been a while ago now, 6 years ago, Kobe Bryant came to speak. And you will know him as the third best basketballer of all time. Up for debate if anyone wants to have that debate. And he was like a god. Like he spoke at Crown Casino in front of tens of thousands of people. We were one of them. And he's just his aura, Steve, was just extraordinary. Like yeah, when this bloke walked through the crowd, it was like people were following the Buddha. Like he was just unbelievable to see, right? Hamish McLaughlin was the one who was interviewing him on stage, and gee, he held his own. He did such a good job interviewing him. So confident, so polished, whatever. From that day forward, the way I saw Hamish McLaughlin completely changed. Not because Hamish McLaughlin changed, but because of who I saw him on stage with, then elevated his status in my mind and has ever since. Does that make sense? Nothing's changed about Hamish except that time I saw him now on a stage, so it's upgraded. You can be the same. If you run live webinar events with experts in your industry, number one, it fills the top of the funnel because you get all these leads because people are coming to the webinar because they want to hear Steve speak. But second, your authority in the market goes up because you're then seen on stage and you're borrowing their magic powers. Powerful stuff, Steve. I love it.
So huge, yeah. And now that, like, a lot of in-person events is really valuable. Again, there's a good desire for industry in-person events. We've told this to many clients in the past, but we want to encourage you to do this as well. A lot of people think of events and they just think of, oh, maybe I could set up a trade booth, or maybe I could, attend it and pay my spot. Little do you realize the event organizers are always looking for speakers, they're looking for panels, they're looking for industry topics to
Oh
talk
yeah.
about, they're always looking, team. I want you to know
And
that
oh, so true.
the biggest secret is they're like they've got a roster to fill, and often they need people to fill it. The people that get on stage, the people who run the panels, the people who are perceived as industry experts are the ones who've reached out to those people and said, hey, I've got a topic to talk about. Hey, I've got a panel I want to run. Hey, I've got this big insight that I think would be really valuable to your audience. And then all of a sudden, you get a 30-minute spot on stage running that particular panel or whatever it may be. It's such an untapped opportunity that
Oh,
people
it's
miss
huge.
because they think that the people that get on stage are the ones that they proactively go out and ask. I want you to know that events, they pretty much go out and ask like three, four top line heavy hitters. The rest of the people that get on stage are the ones who ask to be on stage.
So good, Steve. It's the biggest secret about it all.
Biggest
Same with the
secret.
media. You don't get in the paper because someone was interested in writing a story about you. It's all paid for. It's people asked, hey, how can we actually create a story here to be in the newspaper? Same with speaking on stage. You don't
Yeah.
just get speaking on stage because you're famous. You speak on stage because you just had the guts to say, hey, I'll speak, put me up there.
Yeah. And I like that you bring that up about PR stuff as well, Das. Like, there's opportunities there, team, for that to be top of funnel awareness. If there's marketers listening right now, don't just get stuck in your own lane producing content for you. Start to look at industry news, newspapers, online articles, write articles for them and go to them and like, hey, I've written this article. Would this be valuable to your audience? And then all of a sudden you produce this article, it gets published by, I don't know, Forbes or whatever it may be. Then you share that on your own social media. So then you've got one to many approach in that way. There's so many opportunities to get out there. The final one I want to add here, Das, before the final question is video production. This is why we also love recommending people to get in familiar doing video and adding a lot more video to their sales process, but also doing proposal walkthrough personalized videos. It's the same asset that can get shared by multiple people. Same idea. You can be in multiple places at once. So huge opportunity for saving time here if you start thinking in this one to many approach.
Nice. Team, grab your phones out, or if you're on a computer, get your what's it called, Steve? Your screenshot,
Screen grab.
screen capture ready. Your question of the week, team. Please feel free to ask this on as many sales calls as you can this week that are relevant, which is this. Hey, the way our business has grown through the years has been through word of mouth slash referral. With that in mind, who do you know that could be a good fit for what we do? The number one reason people don't get referrals in business is because they don't what, Steve?
I don't ask.
They don't ask for them. But if you ask, you'll find that you'll receive. The worst thing that can ever happen if you ask for a referral is that the person you asked will say, yeah, okay, let me think about it. And then they never send you a referral. That's the worst thing that could ever happen. The best thing that could ever happen is you find that one strategic partner who actually ends up sending you 12 referrals over the next 13 weeks, and it changes the course of your business moving forward. It's a cracking question, Steve. So feel free to capture that one, team. Make sure it's in there, and away you go.
Love it,
Oh,
team.
Jordan Rose on the call. Good to see you, Jordan. You're a
Good to
legend.
see you. Coming up soon, Outbound Blitz, baby.
Yeah,
Free
team.
version of Outbound for life to be able to run
Yes.
your full day blitzes, to run power hours during the week. Super easy, super simple, right?
Super free.
Super
That's the best.
free.
Yeah.
So that's coming real soon, team. So pay attention to that if you want to run some power hours or blitzes. But in the spirit of generosity, Das, what are we doing this week?
Yeah, Ripper team. So we want to help a few of you out, team. We appreciate you jumping on these Triple M's. We are giving up some of our time this week, team, for free. And it will be for this week only to explore any of your top of funnel issues that are popping up. If you feel like you've got a top of funnel problem, let us know. Steve's just put a link, calendar link in there for half an hour to book into our calendar this week. We will be capping it at 10 companies tops. So if you're one of the top 10 companies that actually clicks on that link and books in time with us, you can have it. It's free. We ask nothing in return. We are just building goodwill, and we want to help you grow your businesses. And that's the game that we're playing right now. So dig in, book it in. Anything else you want to add to that, Steve?
No, yeah, just want to help you with a specific top of funnel challenge or any mindset stuff going on. We're just here to give. We want to give you guys some bit of a shot in the arm and a bit of a fire up around some particular challenges that you're going on. So no obligation, jump on. We're limiting it. Obviously, we don't have all the time in the world to be able to just give away for free.
Yes.
But to say thanks for being a part of this Triple M community, we want to keep giving you guys tons of value. And of course, I just want to launch the poll again so we
Oh,
can
yeah,
tailor
great.
next
Thank
week's
you.
content. What's your biggest sales challenge right now? Is it tofu, mofu, or bofu? Keep it coming. Fly that in, because whatever gets the majority, we're going to be tailoring a session specifically on that again next week. And
Nice.
also, if you have attended today, you will get a survey straight after you end the call. If you want to let us know a little bit more specificity around that particular challenge and any content you'd love in, we're actively monitoring that so we can make this the best we possibly can. The other exciting news is if you are missing these episodes or you've got a meeting or whatever it may be and you miss a week, we're actually going to be publishing each week as a podcast. So if you want to do a big favor, go on Spotify, go on Apple, wherever you listen to your podcasts and search for The Bigger Game. It's going to be in there. It's going to be a combination of Triple M meetings and our long form interviews with sales leaders. Heaps of good content in there. It's like 90 episodes already loaded up there. So
Yeah.
go subscribe, go give us a review. All right, I'm going to give it 30 more seconds.
Gee, we're getting into Bofu, Steve.
We
Closing
get
deals.
Bofu. All
There's still
right.
and there is still quite a few of you for tofu came up as the top issue. So book a call. More than happy to help you guys out.
Yep. So next week's session team's all going to be about closing. It's all going to be about closing the deal, negotiating, handling those tricky people that
You
always come into our
ripper.
world. It's going to be a lot of fun. So,
Oh, I love it. I
the name
love
of the
it.
podcast is The Bigger Game. The Bigger Game. If you search for The Bigger Game, you'll see all the episodes in there. You'll see the cartoon versions of me and Das on the logo. So if you see some ugly cartoon mugs, that's the one. Hit subscribe.
That's the podcast you want.
Love you, Ek team. We'll look forward to seeing you next week. Thanks for joining us for Triple M, and have a cracking week of business. And looking forward to seeing a few of you on that free strategy session. Let's
Yeah,
get
that'd
real
be good.
practical.
We got meetings booking in already, Steve. Love
Love it.
it.
Awesomeness, mate.
Fantastic.
Cheers,
Thanks,
team.
guys. Cheers,
Bye.
team. Love you all.